you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Dr. Makunga Akinyela. He is a licensed marriage and family therapist out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, and let's welcome him to the show now. His patients call him Dr. A. Welcome to the show, Dr. A.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You're very welcome. Tell us a little bit about your practice and what you're doing specifically to kind of help the people of Atlanta.
I've been in practice here in Atlanta for about 25 years.
Whoa.
And my focus for most of that time has been working with couples, doing couples therapy. Even though I do work with individuals, I work with families, but I mostly enjoy working with couples who are trying to fight for their relationships. And I show them how to fight in ways that are not toxic.
Now, Dr. A, even though you do couples and relationship therapy, do you still see each individual of that relationship separately at some point during their sessions?
Yeah, usually during the when I work with couples, first thing I do is I see them together to hear the story of their relationship and how they
right.
hope I might be helpful. And if they decide they want to continue, then I see them each individually to really understand their personal stories, their individual stories, and how those work into impact in the relationship. And then we go on to make a plan for them to do the work together as a couple.
Now, Dr. A, with 25 years experience working with couples in the Atlanta area, what would you say is the most prevalent issue facing couples in Atlanta today? Anxiety, depression, or is it bickering? I mean, what is it?
Well, I guess you can safely say all of that. But I believe that a big part of what happens when couples, I describe it as you start dancing with somebody and somebody takes a misstep and you get out of rhythm. I tell couples, I don't believe that there has to be or is usually a bad guy in a relationship, even though I have seen some evil people over 25 years.
I'm sure.
But generally, I think what happens is that a couple gets out of the rhythm of the relationship. I think one of the most important things for a 21st century relationship, which is very different than, say, the way our parents and grandparents right. did it, is it's important to build a friendship and to focus on friendship. And oftentimes when people are into the busyness of life, they forget to be friends. And when you're not a friend with a person, you lose trust. And when you lose trust, almost anything that gets said seems to be harmful or seems to be malintended. And couples get into that rhythm combined with forgetting to be friends and to do the friends that things do, and it becomes very difficult to maintain a good relationship.
That's a fantastic point. I love the point about being friends. Any relationship that I can recall from my 30 years on this planet, I've always been friends first and then, you know, mm-hmm. something else. So that's mm-hmm. a fantastic point. How soon should a couple come in to seek help with a therapist if they feel that their relationship is on the rocks or on the outs? What's the earliest that you think would be beneficial for the relationship? Not too late.
Well, the earlier the better, of course. You know, I think it's one of the great things that I think smart couples do is even before they decide to commit to each other, to be married, for instance, I've got couples who come in for premarital work just to kind of, I've got couples who come in for just a checkup. Maybe things just seem a little off kilter and they come in.
Right.
Unfortunately, couples who've been married 7, 8, 9 years or who have had things going badly for that long come in at the end of that time and things are pretty harmed by that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, also one of the things I don't work on a medical model. You know, in my practice years ago, I stopped working directly with insurance companies, which frees me from that medical model, which basically says that a person has to be sick in order to see a therapist. I don't think that a person needs to be sick, and I'm using air quotes there,
right,
in order to see a therapist, or that a person needs to be mentally ill to see a therapist. So the good thing is that, you know, a couple, as soon as they feel like they, hey, you know what, maybe we could use some help getting back on track here.
Yeah.
You can come in.
That's fantastic.
It doesn't have to be, your relationship doesn't have to be in the middle of a disaster in order to come in to see somebody.
Right. I mean, the way I look at it is everyone goes through something and not everything is catastrophic. So, mm-hmm. you know, in the insurance terms that you have to be in some kind of catastrophic area to seek out therapy, mm-hmm. It's just wrong and not right. I really appreciate what you're doing down there in Atlanta. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does your process begin from like a start to finish standpoint? Like, does it start with a consultation? How many sessions do you normally recommend that a couple go to before like a breakthrough can be made?
Good question. As I said, when a couple first agrees to come in and see me, our first meeting is with the couple together, and we have two goals. One is for me to hear the story of their relationship and how they hope I might be helpful. And the second goal is for them to really get a feel for me and my style and decide if I'm someone they feel comfortable working with. We go through a whole series of conversations during that first session, just helping them tell the story of their relationship. And I'm as interested in that as I am in what the immediate problem is, because right. their story will tell me how they got to the problem. And so I listen to that story. I also give the couple a chance to ask me questions. I believe that it's important for therapists to be transparent, particularly if you've got someone who's going to be all, you know, in your business and, you know, in understanding right. your intimate stories. I think it's important that couples feel comfortable about who they're talking to. And so I invite couples to question me and to ask questions about me and my life that helps them to be more comfortable.
Dr. A, when they do that, I mean, do you use some of your life experience, some of your past relationship woes to kind of connect on their level?
I will do that. As I said, one of the big questions that couples who come in, of course, ask, well, first of all, are you married?
Right.
And, you know, and the good news is I can say yes. I've my wife and I have been together for 40 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, so we can talk about that. But I also, you know, tell one of the things that we do is we say, first of all, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage.
Right.
So I will tell stories about my own experiences. And of course, it's important as a therapist and as a professional, I don't use those as moments to pour out on people, but those stories that are useful for them to understand that might show, hey, this is not the first experience that someone's gone through like this.
Right. Now, Dr. A, unfortunately, we have to end the show, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of just, where can people find your practice online? Do you have a Facebook page or a website, anything like that?
Absolutely. People can go to my website at drmakungu.com, drmakungu.com, they can find out all about my practice there, locations, phone numbers. I also have a weekly blog called Loving on Purpose that they can get some ideas in terms of my approach to doing therapy. You asked the question, how long? I don't think that a couple has to be in therapy forever to find a breakthrough. I tell people that they should see a change and a shift in their relationship within 6 to 7 sessions if they're doing the work that we talk about to shift their relationship.
That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Makunga Akinyela, thank you so much for coming on. He's making waves down there in Atlanta. We wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.